From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Crews working to plug BP's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are hoping to get back to work sooner rather than later. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Depression Bonnie is now less likely to develop into a tropical storm. On Grand Isle, Louisiana, the spill forced the cancellation of a big fishing festival this weekend. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, officials are now hoping Bonnie doesn't spoil a benefit scheduled for today.
Some of the waters around this beach community have reopened to fishing, but not in time to save the Tarpon Rodeo, one of the biggest fishing festivals in the area. That's added to the millions this parish has lost in sales taxes. Jefferson Parish Councilman Chris Roberts says cleanup workers have made up for some of that revenue.
But our concern is there's an artificial economy right now, but that's not going to last forever. And sooner or later, BP's checkbook's going to come to a close. The contractors are going to go back home, and we're going to be left to pick up the pieces.
So Grand Isle has scheduled Island Aid, a beach concert on Saturday meant to bring in tourist dollars and raise money for an ad campaign about the island. Fingers are crossed that Bonnie isn't bad enough to keep people away this weekend. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Grand Isle, Louisiana.
There are different weather concerns north of the Gulf region where a heat wave keeps its grip on the eastern part of the country. Several heat advisories and warnings remain in effect from Pennsylvania to North Carolina. Michael Musher with the National Weather Service says there's no immediate relief in sight.
This heat's going to hold on because it's a large dome of high pressure that's not going to go away anytime soon here until a cold front begins to move into the at least the northern fringes of the area on Sunday into Monday.
Highs here in Washington could reach 103 today. North Korea is threatening to retaliate against U.S.-led military training exercises with South Korea this weekend. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports Pyongyang claims it will respond with nuclear deterrence.
During past annual drills between the U.S. and South Korea, North Korea threatened war too. But this latest threat comes as South Korea blames the North for sinking one of its warships 4 months ago. Tae-jun Kim is the former director for the Center for Military Affairs at the National Defense University in Seoul. He says the military exercises are meant to send a clear message to the North.
We want to give a strong warning if North Korea tries to attack again. We do not endure anymore. We will respond as soon as possible.
The war games begin tomorrow in the East Sea. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Another deadly day in Afghanistan. At least 4 Americans were killed in the southern part of the country today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The president's weekly address takes aim at a House Republican economic recovery plan. President Obama says the proposal from Minority Leader John Boehner would take tax credits from small business owners and repeal the health care overhaul. Mr. Obama characterizes it as taking the country backward at a time when it needs to keep moving forward. Boehner shot back, saying the president is attacking the GOP plan because he can't sell his own. Meanwhile, the GOP address focuses on keeping tax cuts from the Bush era in place. The French government announced this week it's now going to crack down hard on the nation's famed tobacconists or cigarette sellers. Frank Browning reports the issue is sales to kids.
It was supposed to end in 2007. No tobacco sales to anyone under age 18. Reform of an earlier law that had banned selling cigarettes to kids under age 16. And it came with the banning of smoking in restaurants and cafes. But walk alongside any high school and the kids, especially young girls, are smoking like never before. Now the government health authorities have sent out warning stickers that must be posted on cash registers about underage smoking. And they say they're now serious about imposing €135 or $175 fines on any tobacconist caught selling to underage kids. Smoking in France has declined slightly among young men, but it continues to rise among girls and young women. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Fans of William Faulkner have read him for decades. Now they can hear him. The University of Virginia has published an online audio archive of the author's 2-year term there. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.